The ballpark in this treasured spring baseball photograph is a stretch of meadow or rough lawn in Bedford, New York, an Upper Westchester exurb where my mother and stepfather found a modest spring and summer rental in the first years of their marriage. Judging by the post-blossoming young apple tree just down the third baseline, this opening day fell on a mid-spring Sunday in, let's say, 1931. Since the photo is undated, I base its time on the size of the pitcher, who is me, at 10 and a half. The batter is my mother, Catherine White, and the tweedy, cautious catcher is my 79-year-old grandfather, Charles Spencer Sargent, a retired executive of the Boston Elevated Railway. Not a great athlete, perhaps, but a man with a strong conceptual awareness of foul tips. I can't take my eyes off my mother. Her uniform, which appears a tad formal, is a well-cut suit skirt and a silk blouse, both in keeping with Sunday outing styles of that time. Despite a certain wariness in her gaze and upper body, her stance is excellent. Her weight mostly over the slightly flexed back leg, her front foot stepping boldly forward in preparation for the swing, which will initially take the bat up and back, then swiftly down into the reversing pivot and full-body turn that precede and accompany her tris-speaker-esque, closed stance cut at the ball. My pitching form is okay, too. Yes, I look more like a center fielder trying to cut down a speeding base runner at third base or home. But give me a break, guys. By the looks of me, I go about 82 pounds here, and the angle of my arm shows an instinctive understanding of the physics of the fling. Only the greatest athletes seem to have this somewhere within them, an elegant je ne sais quoi that marks the Matthewsons and Mazes of each era and warms the hearts of even the idlest, most distant onlooker. The photographer, who is my stepfather, E.B. White, has snapped the softball in first flight, only a blurry yard or two out of my grasp. And this good fortune, taken with the tilt of my follow-through, allows us to supply the invisible arc of the sphere, a combined heater and change-up that will parallel the lower profile of the apple tree and, descending, cross the plate hem-high, a pitch taken by my mom for a called by me, strike one. Way to go, kid.